Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The Supreme Court threw out the murder conviction and death penalty for Richard Glossop, an Oklahoma man who has steadfastly maintained his innocence and averted multiple attempts by the state to execute him. The justices found Glossop's trial violated his constitutional rights. The Vatican says Pope Francis met with some of his top lieutenants at Rome's Gemelli Hospital last night. Today is the Pope's 11th day there. The AP's Tricia Thomas is in Rome.
We received a minimalist bulletin from the Vatican this morning saying the Pope slept well all night. This can be interpreted as he didn't have any respiratory crisis. The 88-year-old Pope Francis is battling pneumonia in both of his lungs. He's receiving oxygen through a tube in his nose.
Francis's right-wing critics have been spreading dire rumors about his condition, but his allies have been cheering him on and expressing hope that he will pull through. I'm Ed Donahue.